Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were all across the board to end the week here. We had the front end of the soybeans, the strongest contract, up about 20 cents. November of 2014 weren't quite as high. They were only up a penny and a quarter. And they closed 10 cents off their high. They closed at 11.87 and a quarter, where the high was 11.97 and a quarter. A lot of people were looking forward to get to that $12 level. But the overall market still is strong, even though it just closed up a penny out there. If you look at corn, we were down in the March, down 4 3/4. Everything else was down 2 to 4 cents. December 14, which is the new crop, did make new highs. This is the highest level we've seen since last October. So the market continues to be pretty strong here. There was some news about midday that the Canadian government may force the railroads to transport some oats, which could change the way that oat market works. And at that time, the oat market actually went limit down. And there's some talk that maybe influenced the corn here today. And then wheat futures, of course, we've got this cold front coming through this weekend, which may drive the market one way or the other. But the chart still looks pretty strong here. Market's getting a little bit overbought, with the RSI being up over 75. It's at 77. So we may see a rebound just on the technical side of things.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
The biggest thing we have going this next week, to finish off this week, with the main focus being on Monday's supply and demand and crop production report. Of course, there's ideas out there that the bean ending stocks will be significantly shrunk. But at this point, we're looking for the 2013 soybean ending stocks to be about 140 million bushels, down from 150 last month. Anything around 125 or below 125 is considered below pipeline. So that could be quite bullish there, and partially part of the reason why we rallied so much today. Wheat futures or wheat ending stocks, we're looking for them to be about 570 million bushels. We were at 558 last month, and then they've raised corn a touch to 1.488 billion, up from 1.481. If we look at the world, we're a little bit lower here in corn, by about a million metric tons. Beans are about a million and a half lower compared to last month, and wheat's expected to stay the same. South American crops, corn, they've lowered just a little bit, about 0.6 or 600,000 metric tons. Beans, about the same for Argentina, and then Brazil, about the same as Argentina. So there's an overall picture here that the market could be bullish following this report.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were up a dime at 143.25. March feeders were up 97 cents at 172.37. And April lean hogs were up 60 cents at 113 even. In the grains, Kansas City March wheat was up 9 cents at 7.15 and a quarter. Chicago March wheat up 4 3/4 at 6.46 and a quarter. In the row crops, Chicago March corn down 4 3/4 at 4.81 even, and March soybeans were up 20 cents at 14.57 and one half. In the cotton markets, March cotton was up 102 points at 91.02 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.